You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back and we are on with our regular guest. It's great to be able to say that. A regular guest, Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's known as the father of networking. He's on all the big stations, all the big stuff, but what he really is a person that can help you convert the people you know into money. And man, that's what business is all about. Welcome back, Dr. Ivan Meisner. I call him Doctor, but then he makes me call him Ivan. So I'm just going to call you Ivan. Ivan, how you doing?
I am doing great, Jim. It's great to be back on the show. And yes, please call me Ivan.
I sure will. How's your lovely wife? I guess I got to get the personal stuff out. We had Beth on last week. She was awesome.
Oh, Elizabeth is awesome. I tend to be the reason we get invited places, but she's always the reason we get invited back.
There you go. That was absolutely, I just underhanded that to you, you know.
You
underhanded. Should. You didn't see it, but it was just underhanded.
It was a softball, yeah.
There you go. Good. You're going to have peace at home for the next couple of days.
Yes, I will.
So, Ivan, tell me a little bit, you know, people come in, they join your networking organization, they get great tips, they make good money from the people they meet, but you also write books. You wrote a book about converting referrals, getting hot referrals and converting them. It's summertime. We figured we'd call it hot referrals. So go get them. It's summertime. You know, people think it's slow, but it's time to get a hot referral. How do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the thing that people forget is that networking is an opportunity to build relationships with people. All too often, people use networking as a face-to-face cold calling opportunity. Hi, Jim. My name's Ivan. Let's do business. And they jump right into it. So a few years ago, I was at a big networking event, and I was the keynote speaker, and I had an audience of 900 people. I was in London, and I said to them, how many of you are here today hoping to, you know, maybe sell something? Jim, 900 people raised their hands. 900. I said, great. How many of you are here today? Second question, raise your hands. How many of you are here today hoping to possibly buy something? No one raised their hands. Not one single person. This is what I call the networking disconnect. People show up at networking events wanting to sell, but nobody's there to buy. And then people say, I hate networking because people are constantly selling to them. Yeah, they are, and that's really bad, and it's not the way to build a powerful personal network. Building a powerful personal network and getting referrals is really about building relationships. And that's where people don't want to do it because it takes time. Wow, build a relationship. I just want to meet people and sell them my stuff. Yeah, well, I do too, but it doesn't work that way.
Oh, yeah. You know, I first really became aware that this probably in the mid to late 90s when the Japanese first came and everybody said the world is different. You got to turn it on its head. You know, and the people would look at the business cards and they taught you how to do that. And then I'm down here in South Florida where we have a completely different cultural fit than we did in the 80s up in the northern part of the states. We had folks coming in from Latin America and Europe and they had a different pace for business. So if you tried to drive New York down their throat, you wouldn't be successful. It was all about building a relationship.
Yeah, it really is. And I find that actually that kind of works globally. I mean, BNI operates in 59 countries. So, you know, we've got chapters in Manhattan and chapters in Taiwan. And it may be a slightly different approach in the way they first communicate with each other, because certainly New Yorkers are different than, you know, talking to somebody from the Midwest. But it's still about relationships. When push comes to shove, it's about going deep and building relationships with people as a way of getting referrals. If your network is a mile wide and an inch deep, it will never be successful. And so the way to go deep in your network is to build these connections and relationships with people. And so you want to meet them at networking events. And so one of the things people say to me is, I mean, if you go into a networking event and you're not there to sell, then why are you there? You're there to make connections with people and have an understanding about what they do and then be able to take it to the next level. I don't know if in our last show we talked about the VCP process or not, but that's really the foundation of what I teach: visibility, credibility, profitability. So you go to networking events to try to be visible to people who don't know who you are, to work on your credibility with the people who do know you, who you are, but they don't know you real well, and so you're trying to build credibility with them. And to continue with your profitability with those people that you already have relationships with and are getting referrals. And so you talk to people differently based on where you're at in the VCP process when you go to networking events.
Oh, yeah, that's terrific, 100%. And I do that because there's certain people I've known for a long time, a number of them I've been able to do value-creating, I'll just have to say it this way, favors for them. I mean, I have a number of people where I've helped them start a career. I was just looking, you know, you get those LinkedIn notifications that so-and-so has been at such-and-such for X number of years. I got one of the guys, 9 years today. Guy's getting married, having a family. I mean, that makes me feel good, and I can call him anytime and ask for a referral.
Absolutely, because you've invested in that relationship. What tends to happen is that people ask for a withdrawal before there's any kind of investment. And then they can't understand why is this person not helping me? Well, they're not helping you because they don't know you. There's no trust. There's no relationship. On the other hand, let me give you an example of somebody I know who just totally did it right. I met him in a business organization, and he reached out to me once and asked if we could talk, and I said, yeah. And I thought for sure he was going to sell me something. But we had this conversation, and he found out that there was something that I needed on a website. And he said, well, yeah, let me help you with that. And I said, well, okay, how much? He said, no, God, I'm not going to ask for money. I can help you with that. And he did it. And then he called me up a few months later, and he said, hey, I've got a great idea for you. Would you mind if I set this thing up for you where I do this? Because I'm testing out this product, and I'd like to try it. And I'll just, I said, okay, how much? He said, no, I just want to try it. So he called me must have been four times over the course of about 8 months or a year. And he kept giving and giving and giving, never asked for anything. Then one day he picks up the phone, he calls me up, and he says, Ivan, I'll tell you right up front, I have a favor to ask you. And I said to him, Alex, the answer is yes. And he said, well, I haven't even told you what the favor is. I said, you have just spent a year contributing, making investments in this relationship and doing nothing but helping me. You've never asked for anything from me. I can't imagine that whatever you're going to ask for me now is going to be something I'm going to be unwilling to do because we know each other well enough. So the answer is yes. What is it you want me to do? And he told me it was totally easy. It helped him a lot, but it was very easy for me to do. We tend to try to flip that. We ask for the favor first, and then we expect, to help them down the road. It needs to be reversed.
Invest
in the relationship before you take a withdrawal.
Oh, yeah, and I have similar stories where I have, you know, the big financier who's brought in to run the big workout company, and he's brought in as the hatchet man for the big, whatever, and I just know him. I take him out to my favorite hole-in-the-wall dive restaurant. He goes, oh, my God, I love this. Everybody always takes me out to, you pick it, fancy restaurant. I go, I figured you just wanted to be down home where you'd go yourself. He goes, yeah. He leans in. He goes, let me order some wine. What do you want? I go, I don't want anything. I want to have dinner. He goes, well, everybody asked me something. They want something.
Right.
I go, I don't want anything. I still haven't asked that guy. Another guy that I built the same relationship, well, I asked him for a couple things 4 or 5 years after I made sure that I met him, that I sat with him at an awards dinner, that I got him nominated for the award, that I helped him win the award twice.
Yeah.
Then I sat down and said, hey, can you help me out with this? And it was no problem. That's what's important.
But, Jim, see, that's where people get it completely wrong. They think that networking is that face-to-face cold calling where you go, you meet people, and you try to ask for business or ask for a referral, and it's completely wrong. Instead, it's about building a relationship. And the best way to build a relationship is to help someone. If you can help or make it, and it could be something, it could be something as simple as you're talking to someone and they tell you about some problem that they're having in business, and you say, hey, I read a great thing on the internet with that. Give me your email and I'll send you an article that might help you with that. I do that all the time, and it's a great way to start a relationship with people, is to send them stuff that you've read that deals with some issue that they're talking about.
Well, I try to do that a lot of times with Twitter, and to curate my Twitter feed to have things like that. I try to do some favoring. I love going to your site and favoring your tips. You always got some great tips. Can you hang out and give me another segment? Can we do another segment?
For you, anything.
Oh, I love it. I see I teed him up. I've been doing favors, so I asked him for a favor. We'll be right back after this. D, the board, the man, the myth, the music. It's yours, buddy. You're up.